The reason Catholics all over the world today are celebrating this dedication of a fourth century church, St. John Lateran, is an opportunity for us to be humble. The church is the body of Christ. It belongs to God. It does not belong to us. And yet St. Paul reminds us in the second reading today, we are the living stones. The ways in which God has blessed each one of us individually, as a community, as a family, we build up his body. We have the opportunity to manifest his body. But the moment we forget that it is his body, it's Jesus, then our own sins, our own ideologies, can actually diminish the body of Christ or even crucify it. Our first reading today, which is often used at baptisms, the baptism of a baby, that image that Ezekiel has to his people who are very much persecuted, that on this hill is a temple, and flowing from the temple, this water, that everything it touches becomes new. It becomes fresh. It becomes vibrant. This image of the chosen people of God, that in their fidelity, that what they bring to the world is something new and something fresh. That reading is used at baptism to remind us that we who are called to be saints, that when Christianity is lived according to God's design, the words of Jesus becomes true. Behold, I make all things new through us. That when Christianity touches the world, touches our neighborhoods, touches the poor, touches prisoners, touches the marginalized, something new happens. We began our month on the Feast of All Saints, a celebration that we are capable, we are able, we are called to live this new way. But as the Lord reminds us in the gospel today, when he's preaching to a group of people who said, Lord, it took 46 years to build this. And he said, tear it down. Tear it all down. Tear down our ideologies. Tear down the ways in which we think that can become obstacles for the glory of God. Tear it down. And I will build it up into something new in 3 days. That is his body. It was only a few years after the legalization of Christianity in the fourth century that Constantine convinced the Lateran family to donate their property, of which that first basilica was built, for the Bishop of Rome. And today, after all of these centuries later, 16 centuries later, that building continues to be the seat of the Roman Church. More than a building, however, is the ways in which we are an apostolic church. We pray for a Holy Father, we pray for the bishops of the church, we pray for our own bishops, and we pray for ourselves, those called to be saints, that we can be purified, as the Lord says in the gospel, that we can be living stones that build up the church. Behold, I make all things new through you.